A new report on public education in Florida says the state simply must invest more in public education. Yesterday, the group in Lacey, Florida, in partnership with the Washington Economics Group, released a report on the impact of socioeconomic indicators in the return of investment from public education in Florida. In the report, the study estimates that a $1 billion increase in public funding for higher education yields a social return of investment of 220%. The study also demonstrates that improved educational outcomes, especially among Florida's fast-growing and diverse minority population, would increase the quality of life of our communities, reduce social pathologies, and improve the standard of living of all Floridians. Braulio Colonna is the Assistant Director of NLACE Florida.
The reality is what happens at the end of the day. We see a decrease in funding per student this year. We know that if we want to increase the talent pool in our state, improve our economy in our state, we need to produce more bachelor's degrees. That means we need to produce more high school students who graduate college ready. They don't need to be remediated when they enter into community college or one of our state university systems. And all of this positively impacts our economy. And the only way we're going to get there is if we adequately fund public education. We need high quality teachers in our classroom. We need better technology and equitable access to technology in all of our schools. And we need a more rigorous and relevant curriculum.
Last week, Florida Education Association head Andy Ford called for a sales tax increase to help fund public education across the board in the state. Miami Beach House Democrat Dan Gelber agrees the state needs to boost funding, but calls a sales tax hike regressive and says that tax exemptions sunsets are where there could be a place to look for more funding.
I do think, however, there's probably at least $2 to $3 billion in low-hanging fruit, that is, tax exemptions that serve no public utility, that don't advance a public purpose, that don't create jobs, that don't do really anything other than become a giveaway to some industry. And I'd like to see the legislature look seriously at those exemptions with the idea that you could use a third of it for RLE stabilization or reduction, give some tax relief, and then two-thirds of it for K-12 and higher education increases. And if you did that, you'd actually find at least $1 billion or $2 billion for both K-12 and for higher education.
Miami-Dade County Democratic Representative Enater Flores was asked if she thinks that the attitude from Florida Republicans in the legislature will be more conducive to funding education. She says changes in the economy dictate that it will be.
You know, I'm not saying that these increases in revenues will necessarily pass the legislature, but I do believe that the environment has changed where at least a conversation can happen this year where wasn't as necessary last year.
And Dan Gelber, now running for state senate in the Miami Beach area, says the report cries out for the state to realize the future could be in trouble.
I think the point of this report was to say to Floridians and the legislature and our state, the marketplace essentially, look, you can't continue to these cuts because it costs too much. You pay for a cheap education forever.